Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Willie Smith. Willie.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. I know you're a historian, Willie. Am I correct?
No. Historical geographer.
Oh, you're the geographer that did the Atlas of the Irish Famine.
That's right. One of the three editors, yeah.
Yeah, one of the great, great books, including the next one, the Atlas of the Irish Revolution. Incredible book. Incredible. We'll never see them again. And geography was such a part of that. Tell us, Willie, you are in a conundrum.
Well, actually, Maura Connolly was just saying there that, you know, we're looking forward to things improving, of course, in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas is the intervening celebration stroke obstacle.
Right.
And I was thinking of the World Health Organization last night. I was talking to my wife. We were talking about this. They said, you can celebrate outside. You can have your meals outside, or else you can, of course, be inside,
mm-hmm.
Following all the rules. And it struck me and my wife that we should innovate more and adapt more to how we celebrate Christmas this year. It's not the same.
Okay.
And it's not essential that we do all the same things. We can do that next year. We can have a different Christmas. We can push some of the celebration of Christmas into Easter. And we can reverse things. We don't need to do a turkey on the main day. We can do chicken pie or a whole range of things, especially if three households are involved, you know, where you can have three different pies or whatever and separate serving spoons, all the things that Luke Kelly and other people talk about. So I was thinking, we were both thinking, we have such a group of great chefs in Ireland, Catherine Fulvio, mm-hmm. Rory O'Connell, Doreen Allen, Nevin Maguire, Kevin Dundon, all of those. They might like, within the period, to communicate in whatever form they wish. Safer menus, you know, other ways of doing Christmas, other ways of cutting back on the problems of necessarily may arise from either cooking, serving, eating, distributing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, is there any possibility that might happen so that we actually do Christmas better? Now, you mentioned the famine, but you know, we can save lives during Christmas.
If we don't do
Christmas well, we won't save lives and we get more people infected.
But Willie, did the WHO actually said we should try and cook outdoors at Christmas?
No, not cook.
Okay.
But eat and,
Have
the feast. Have the festive material out, whatever. Of course, okay. WHO is referring to the whole world.
Can you barbecue a turkey? If you have, a lot of people have a barbecue. Can you pull the lid and put the turkey in for 4 hours, I wonder?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking of a barbecue, because a barbecue involves, you know, hand use and all the rest. It has to be safer. No, the cooked materials would have to come to the table and whatever. Of course, it depends on the weather. The World Health deals with all climates. We may have a cold climate by then. But even within the house, I heard them recommending that you wear masks within the house. You still keep safe distance, no hugging, no what. And, you know, with three households in the one space, you may want to innovate in terms of how you lay things out, tables, serving spoons, a whole range of things. But it's just that the problem, I think, as I listed Tony Hoolan and the Taoiseach and others, is the problem is the crowding in the home.
The biggest
way the disease seems to spread is it loves that kind of context. So, you know, when you're in a traditional situation, you're inclined not to innovate. But in fact, this is the time where we have to think carefully.
Yeah. And so many things, Willie, as we know over the year, that people thought could never change, did change.
Yeah.
So many things in life. And a lot of them, but no, you can't really say this in the context. But a lot of them, if they had been in a different context, people working from home, less pressure in terms of traffic and to begin with, people being closer, more exercise, a lot of them in a different context would have been hailed as a magnificent change.
Yeah.
I'm just half trying to keep an ear. I'm told that the Professor Martin Cormacan, who people would know from this program. He's giving a press conference and he's coming up with lines like, when your visitors arrive this Christmas, remember, only two households, welcome them with alcohol, but this time it will be hand gel. Only meet people indoors who you trust with your life.
Yeah.
And if you care for a plan, yeah, a visit to older or vulnerable people, if you don't, yeah, organise it properly, or indeed maybe not do it at all, you may put their life at risk. So it's for pretty serious. And
yeah,
when I was watching the film, did I not see your name at the end of that incredible 2-part series, Willie?
Yeah, I was involved, yeah, with
well
the
done.
Hunger as well.
Yeah, they got great.
Well, Ruan McGann was the director.
Yeah, oh, he's great.
Very
director.
Good.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Willie Smith, what will you be doing yourself on Christmas Day, Willie?
Well, my wife and I are celebrating Christmas together. And
okay.
We just talked this morning about lives which are lost in the gaps that people don't pay attention to in simple things about serving and et cetera.
Okay, well said. Thanks indeed. That's Willie Smith in County Laois.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.